Our next applicant is the Wausau Symphony Band. And Beth Bonney, would you like to comment?
Sure. I was very impressed. I feel like the Wausau Symphony and Band is doing a lot on a very small budget. They had $13,649 in income in 17-18, the deficit being covered by an over $11,000 excess in 16-17. They each ensemble, the symphony and the band, each present a fall and winter concert, and then they combine for a picnic in the pavilion in the spring. So they are operating, it sounds like, you know, a good portion of the year. They had an attractive website and brochure. They've had interesting collaborations with a variety of community organizations, community theaters, the Wood County Symphony, et cetera, and a long history in the area. Their first concert was in 1898. I'm wondering if they provide opportunities for their audience to interact with them and provide feedback. I felt like they needed to explain their organizational structure in more detail and consider doing some more formal evaluations, a survey or something like that. I liked the fact that they mentor a couple of high school students per concert, giving them the opportunity to be a part of the organization for a one concert cycle without having to make a commitment to the entire season. I wasn't sure what the Wisconsin tax line item on the financials would be for. They shouldn't owe sales or income tax, so I wondered if it was payroll withholding. I couldn't quite figure that out. And they are adding, they said they were adding small ensembles for more flexibility to perform at schools and in other places in their community.
Jim, your comments?
All righty. This organization had a rough patch about five to seven years ago, where their executive director misused some funds, and that set them in a difficult position for a period of time. I want to congratulate them on having recovered from that situation. I'm impressed by the fact that they took the opportunity and were able to generate the volunteer time to earn money at Lambeau Field by staffing one of the concession stands during a year, and that built for them a surplus on which they seem to be able to live for a period of time. So I congratulate them on that. Obviously, that money won't last forever, so they're going to need to find a way to either to eliminate the small deficits, these small annual deficits that they're running, or to find another way to generate some funds somewhere down the road. But I congratulate them on that process, the way in which they accomplished building a new surplus for themselves. Once again, as I said, with regard to the Handbell organization, this is an avocational arts organization. It serves the musicians and then the community. Nothing wrong with that. It simply is a fact. Therefore, their outreach is relatively small. If I understood their financials correctly, and recall correctly what I learned, while I was in Wausau, they do not pay their musicians, but they provide their musicians a stipend for travel, particularly those from outside of the area. And that shows up at that $1,000 to $15 line on each of their annual financial statements. I liked their collaborations with the Wood County Symphony and the Wausau Community Theater. I thought that their work samples were really pretty darn good. Their organizational plan is basic, but it's okay. But they could use a more formal evaluation plan. I'm sorry, for more formal evaluation instruments.
Thank you for predicting my question.
I pretty much everything that our other two panelists have said. I don't have anything additional or different.
All right.
Thank you all.